You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 280. And on today's show, I'm going to share a little insight with you. I was recently on a road trip and I experienced firsthand bugs on the windshield. You know how when you're driving along and all of a sudden you get hit by a swarm of bugs, or rather you hit a swarm of bugs? Well, it really started making me think about direct sales and network marketing and those challenges that we go through in our business. So today I'm going to talk to you about bugs on the windshield in your direct sales and network marketing business. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, good day to you, mate, wherever you may be in the world. I'm Jackie Elmer, and I appreciate you spending some time here with me today. This is the highlight of my week, is recording these podcasts, these shows for you, and spending some time and sharing some information. And most specifically, I love the feedback that I get from you. So send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know where you are in the world, what you're doing while you're listening, and any questions that you may have that you want covered on the show. Well, I'm back to doing Facebook Live over on my facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And earlier this week, we covered the four questions to ask people to generate interest in your business. So if you haven't, if you weren't part of that, then hop on over to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. You'll find it there on the page. And I will put a link to it in the show notes at jackieelmer.com/280. Also, join us over in Direct Sales Bootcamp. Give me 15 minutes a day for 30 days, and I'm going to change your business and change your life. Just go to directsalesbootcamp.com and join us over there. So I kind of love today's topic, and I really love how life really does model business. It's pretty amazing. And I look for analogies in all of life as to how they fit our business. And as I mentioned, I was on a recent road trip and driving out of Phoenix, where I just relocated to a couple months ago. And, you know, anytime you drive out of town, it's a little bit rural and there were lots of bugs and that kind of thing. And because Phoenix has a warmer climate, we tend to have bugs around the area all year long. But as I was driving out of town, boom, I ran into a swarm of bugs and I literally got bugs all over my windshield. And they were kind of those gross yellow bugs that just kind of soaked the windshield, if you know what I mean. And it really made me think about current trends that are going on in the world and that phrase, bugs on the windshield. And we think about that phrase, we often say that phrase with regard to all different things in life. But I want you to think about these and how they play out in network marketing, bugs on the windshield. Well, sometimes you get pounded with a swarm of bugs in your network marketing and direct sales career. It could be when someone who was you were really counting on, someone who you really thought was going to be a big hitter, they quit your business. Someone who you really thought was going to sign up and be a big hitter, they sign up with somebody else, or they choose not to sign up at all. Or you have a situation with the company, something's wrong with products being backordered, you don't like the labels, there's too many conference calls, there's not enough conference calls, there's too much training, there's not enough training, there are too many emails, there are not enough emails, or you send an email or a phone call to someone, it didn't get returned quickly enough, you can't find the answer. Whatever it is, all of us have those times when we feel that those bugs have invaded. They're landing on our windshield, and what are we going to do? And you know what? It's going to happen in life. It happens in friendships, with children, with our life partners. Sometimes it invades an entire town or community, and it certainly happens in business. And you may have heard the phrase before, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And you're here because you are one of those tough people, or I hope that you are. So note to self, stop whining, stop the pity party, stop feeling sorry for yourself, get off your duff and get back in the game. You've heard that phrase, no doubt, that action, you know, or doubt takes you out of action, and action takes you out of doubt. And when we have bugs on the windshield, we often have doubt that accompanies that. So that's where you have to get back up, get in the saddle, and get back into action. Now, it's kind of funny. I placed that very note on my closet door 1 year. And that was, you know, stop whining, stop the pity party, stop feeling sorry for yourself, get off your duff, and get back in the game. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you can look at anything that's going on in life, and we all have reasons why we put those things there. The reality is we can't change any of those things that happen with us. We can't change the people who come in or leave our business. We can't change the ones who do something, the ones who don't do something. We don't change any of that kind of thing. We also don't change things often that happen in life. You know, people move out of our neighborhoods, people pass away. All those things happen and we don't control any of that. What we do have a choice in controlling, though, is how we look at things, what we do about them, and how we react to different things. So, you know, I really like to empower myself with keeping those things in mind and keeping those things that I do control to the forefront of what I do each and every day. It's kind of like the seasons. They come and they go. And while you may be experiencing winter now, in just a few months, there's going to be buds of green and spring flowers, and all of the foliage that you're used to is going to grow back. Then, of course, in the fall and the winter, you know, we have that death, that cleansing, that dying away. Here's the thing. Things change. People change. Teams change. Businesses change. Things just change. I can remember way back years ago when my son finished his very first hockey season with his first hockey team. And he just cried his little heart out when it was all over because he knew he would not get the same team again the next season. It just didn't work that way. And it was right. He had a different team and another one the next season and so on. And all of those experiences were wonderful in their own way, and yet they were different. So yes, our teams are going to change. Lots of things are going to change. Leadership's going to change. Products change. And yet there's always a reason to embrace those changes and make room for the new that awaits us. It's all about looking at the door opening and not at the one that's closing. You're a champion and you have a championship season ahead of you. You just have to stay in the game. And I promise if you do, you're not gonna choke at the free throw line. You're gonna sink the ball. You're gonna be lifted onto the team's shoulders and ride off into the sunset. So when those business slowdowns happen, the first thing to do is look at yourself. Did you change anything? How can you make an adjustment? Take time out of your day to do this, do that, do those things that matter. So ask yourself, what am I doing differently? Am I taking the same action steps daily? If I'm having a business slowdown, what have I changed that might be creating that? There are two things that speak loud and clear, and those are results and excuses. So which one do you want to produce more of on a daily basis? When your business isn't moving forward the way you want it to, who do you blame? When chaos consumes your life, who do you blame? At the end of the day, when you're in a funk, who do you blame? I know that in my early days in my business, I lived with a lot of excuses and there was a lot of blame going on. Things will be better when the company does this. Things will be better when my downline does that. More people will be interested when this happens. What a train wreck that kind of thinking was. I've watched people spend thousands of dollars and thousands of hours building systems and the perfect mousetrap, and yet no more mice were caught and nothing better necessarily happened. And I've been guilty of looking for that holy grail in my business as well. But success in this business is not about systems, not about the next new product, not about the perfect script, not about what others can and should do for you. Yes, systems can help. They're important. And new products are nice. New scripts may make us feel more comfortable and be more empowered with what to say, but they're not what ultimately determine your success. Success in this business, day in and day out, lies with you. Every day, success is a choice. Every step you take and every step you delay determines your success. So what steps will you take and what steps will you delay today? These answers are what are going to determine your success and the speed of it. Today, I feel empowered by what lies ahead, challenged by the new things that we have coming, new trainings being taught, and new ways of reaching out to people. We don't need more training. We don't need more calls or more stuff. We just need more nuts and bolts action every single day. Everything anyone needs to be successful is available through the business that you have, the team that's there. The leaders will reach out and grab it. You just need to point them in the right direction and certainly support them, and you'll do just fine. If someone on your team doesn't take action and you know that you've done your job in pointing and supporting, please don't feel that somehow you haven't done enough or could be doing more. Success and the desire for it comes from within each person. When you look back at your business, those in your company, those on your team, you know that some who are here today had no real sponsorship at all, and that they sought out what they needed and they were determined to make a success. The leaders will always do that. So be there to be a leader, to celebrate and embrace those moments with them. All right, don't forget directsalesbootcamp.com. Join me over there. If you're looking for a business, if you're with a business you love, stick with it. But if you're looking for a business, I would love to share some concepts about what I'm doing and how I might support you in being successful. You can go to workwithjackie.com, workwithjackie.com, fill out the form there and let's have a conversation. It won't be a sales call, I promise you that. I'm way past that. I'd love to get to know you better, learn more about what's worked for you, what you're looking for, and just share some concepts about what I'm doing and see if any of these might be a fit for you. If you like what you hear on the podcast, share it with others. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and join me over in the Facebook group, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, because we are doing more and more Facebook Live. All right, until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.